Welcome to the podcast Spotlight Yourself, your podcast to get visible in Helsinki, in Finland, or wherever you are in the world. I am Michaela, and by moving to Finland just on my own, I have found my self-confidence and courage to show myself and to speak up. That has definitely pushed my career to the next level, and now I want to help you to achieve the same, and I wish you a lot of fun with this episode. Hello and welcome to the episode of this week, and today I want to discuss a topic that I am confronted with very often in my daily work life, and I think that is the case for you as well. And that is a topic, some people like it, I think others are afraid of it, and this is giving feedback. And I think giving feedback gets more and more important in our daily work life. Bigger companies even talk about establishing a feedback culture. And maybe you can ask yourself, how confident are you in giving feedback, but also in receiving feedback? And does that depend whether the feedback is positive or constructive? Because I think positive feedback is something that we easily forgot. Because at some point in time, we take it for granted that we have a good relationship with our colleagues, that we have a manager who is doing his job very well, a person we can talk to openly, a person who is structured, or also colleagues who deliver material to us in a very reliable way. And we all take that for granted. And so often we forget about just saying to such a person, hey, I think what you are doing is really, really good, or you are doing a good job, or you are doing a good work. And maybe you also feel that you are missing to receive positive feedback from time to time from your colleagues or from your manager, that you get the self-confidence that you are doing a good job, that you feel confirmed in what you're doing in your daily work life. But as it always is the case, others will also reflect you back what you send out yourself. So maybe you can also use that here as a little reminder or as a little impulse, starting yourself giving positive feedback to the people around you, to your colleagues or to your managers, really trying to focus or trying to identify whenever you have something where you think, oh, person is doing something really, really good, just speaking that out, saying that loud, giving also that person a nice and comfortable feeling. And I'm sure you will see a positive reaction, and then maybe the next time you will receive a positive feedback as well and can feel better yourself as well. And then of course we have constructive feedback, which is I think more where people are afraid of, both in giving constructive feedback and also receiving constructive feedback. So being criticized, being made aware of something that they have done not in the correct way or something that has not worked very well. And what I have observed in different companies or in different working environments, that people are very often afraid to give constructive feedback directly to the people who it concerns. That means there might be an issue or something that is disturbing or annoying, and how often we go the indirect way, that we don't address the person directly who is responsible for that, but we go to our colleagues or to our managers, complaining about that, saying what is disturbing us, complaining what the other colleague, him or her, what they have done wrong. And then relying on that our manager will forward this feedback maybe to the other manager of that colleague, and that feedback is then even more forwarded to that colleague directly. And, you know, of course, that is one way to do that. But one should also be aware that this is, of course, kind of a filter. So your feedback is filtered by many people in between, because your manager hears what you are saying, makes maybe some own interpretations out of that, then forwarding this feedback to another manager. He is doing the same, filtering that feedback, interpreting some things in his own way, and then forwarding that feedback to the colleague that it actually concerns. And then maybe that colleague gives a statement to that, which is forwarded to you over to other people in the same way. And then you can imagine how much information you still have if that statement then also had passed many filters of people in between. So how big would the difference be if you would address that constructive feedback directly to the colleague who it concerns, and then receiving his or her statement right away? And I know that we are kind of afraid or insecure, or we don't feel confident to give constructive feedback, and especially to give constructive feedback directly to a person, because we are afraid of the reaction of that other person, to set that other person in a bad mood, or even triggering kind of an escalation. And the reason why we feel insecure is very often that we are lacking a certain structure or a certain template, what good feedback actually is, or how we could formulate it to avoid this kind of escalation or triggering something. And there is actually a template how one can give good feedback, or let's say how one can give feedback in a good way. And that's a template that comes from the so-called field of non-violent communication. And it contains three steps of giving feedback. And the very important message here is that these three steps are always formulated from a perspective of yourself, or of, let's say, of myself, that I start sentences in an I form, saying, okay, I feel, or I have observed, or I see, instead of saying, you have done this or that, or you have been wrong, or you have made a mistake. Because that really makes a big difference. If I'm talking about myself, how I feel, or what I do observe, or if I'm blaming another person, saying you have done this or that. So these three steps of a template for giving feedback in a good way, that is as follows. The first step is that you say what you have observed, or let's stay in that I formulation. I say what I observe, or what I have observed, just my own subjective perspective. And that could be, for example, let's say if you have a manager who is writing emails during the weekend, and you are receiving these emails via these push notifications on your phone during the weekend, and you don't like that because you feel kind of stressed and you are always not sure, should you answer right away, or can you enjoy the weekend and get back to that on Monday? So if you want to give constructive feedback, for example, on that, in the first step, saying what I have observed would be, I observe, or if you're talking to your manager, saying, I have observed that you are sending these emails on the weekend. Or even more concrete, I am receiving emails from you during the weekend. The second step is saying how I feel about it, what my emotions are that I have. And this is again a very own subjective impression. And if I'm just sharing how I feel, nobody can dispute that. So in that example with receiving emails over the weekend, I can say that I am receiving emails from you over the weekend and I feel stressed. It stresses me, or I feel pressure because I don't know, should I answer them right away or has that time until Monday? So that would be the second step. And then the third step would be that you make a suggestion to that person for a different approach. And that also means that if you are giving that constructive feedback, that you think about in advance how an improvement could look like, so that you have the clarity for yourself, not just what is disturbing you, but also how you would like to have it instead. So with our example here, with receiving emails over the weekend, the suggestion to make here could be, would it be possible for you to send these emails instead on a Monday morning? And you can formulate it as a question to really make clear this is a suggestion and you are asking that person if that would be okay. And then you wait for a reaction and see what happens. And a reaction or feedback, this is of course also a little different story to it. Because even if you're using such a template, even if you're really confident, even if you're doing that very, very well and addressing only what you see or what you have observed or what you feel about it, you can do that in a very good way where, let's say, every psychologist would say, hey, perfectly done, perfectly addressed, you can still observe a bad reaction from the person you are addressing or you are giving that feedback to. So that person could still feel like being in a situation where he or she feels she has to justify that behavior or is reacting in a bad way or questions what you are saying or being triggered or whatever. But what is very important here to understand, once you are done with your feedback, with your description, how you see the things, what you have observed and what you are feeling, everything that comes from that other person has nothing to do with you. Because you can't know what other background information that person has. Or maybe you hit just a weak spot with what you have said. If there is a trigger or if that other person gets triggered, there can be millions of explanations for it. But it is important to understand that this is the problem of the other person. And you have done nothing wrong here if you are just describing what you observe and what your feelings are. And I think this is also how you can recognize a person who is very self-reflected and who knows his or herself very well, if you're giving feedback and the only answer that you receive is thank you for that. Because if you are giving feedback, if you are sharing your view of the world or if you are sharing what you are observing and how you feel, there is actually no other good reaction than just saying thank you. Because in that moment, the other person has received more information, is able to learn more about his or herself, is able to reflect better his or her behavior. So thank you is the only option. And I hope this is also something you're keeping in mind for yourself whenever you feel criticized or triggered by people. Appreciate that experience that you are receiving new information. Take that to reflect yourself and make a smart conclusion from that. Thank you for listening. I hope this episode was inspiring and empowering for you to get more visible and to speak up for your interests in your everyday life and especially at work. And if you feel that you need a little push for your success because you have a certain issue that hinders you to get fully successful in your career, might it be how to write a good job application, how to handle a difficult discussion at work, how to hold a successful presentation, or how to find your clear vision for your next step in your career, then you can get my own tips and tools in a single coaching session over 1.5 hours. And you can find all the information to that on my website under michaela-kettner.coach/single-sessions. And if you want to really spotlight yourself doing your job search or to boost your career, if you want to improve your self-confidence and make other people listen to you, then I would like to invite you to work together with me over 6 weeks in a one-on-one coaching where you learn how can you identify your strengths and your targets for your career, how you can present yourself in the best possible way, and how you can become a true enrichment for every Finnish company. And you can find my coaching and mentoring program, Spotlight Yourself, as well on my website, or you can contact me for any more information on Instagram under michaela.kettner.fi or on LinkedIn. And no worries if you find it challenging to spell my German name, you will find all my contact details in the show notes. And I would be really happy to connect with you, also to hear some feedback from you to this podcast and to this episode. And I wish you a nice rest of the day. Get visible and stay tuned. Bye bye.